Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try the last one. So the Griffin Claw Flying Buffalo for 2023 came in a four pack, four different ones, which keep doing it, Griffin Claw. But this is the Great White Buffalo. So Imperial Stout with vanilla and coffee. I just picked them. I think this is probably going to be the best one. I do like vanilla. I like white. I don't know if this is going to be a white stout. But I like vanilla and I like coffee. So I'm kind of excited to have this one last. But again, I don't know if this is going to be a white stout. So 12% ABV. I'm not sure how much this was, but like I said, at least for 2023 and I believe, 2022 and 2023, I believe they did like a variety four pack, which they should keep doing. If you have more, I don't know if they do. If you've been following my channel, usually I look nothing up. I go to stores, whatever they have is what I get. Because if I start looking stuff up and saying, oh, I need this, I need that, I'm going to be running all over the place. So I just get what I get. And if I don't get it, most of the time I don't know about it. It doesn't matter. But if they made more than four this year or last year, because this is the beginning of 2024, do a six pack of this. Six different ones in a six pack. I'm guessing most people would pick that up all day long. But let's get to this. So head's gone. It's not a white stout. I wish they would have done a white stout. That would have been interesting. Even if it was barrel aged. I'm going black. Very small amber hue. Dark amber hue at the bottom. But I'm not going to get the light out. It's black. Looks good. Let's go ahead and smell. So this has been sitting out 45 minutes, maybe a touch longer. Okay, so I watched somebody's video, and I don't know who it was. If I did, I would say it. I don't care. They were saying that if you get a pepper or a green pepper out of the coffee, it's probably old. I get pepper, and I've gotten green pepper before, but it's like a woody, oaky, chocolate pepper coffee, obviously, but I get pepper. And I don't know. 10/31/23 is when this was canned. So it's not old. I wish I could remember who that was. It was probably a couple months ago I saw that. And I was like, eh, I don't know about that. But yeah, almost like a light chocolate syrup, oaky pepper coffee. The vanilla? Maybe it's in there with the bourbon. Maybe that oaky bourbon is bringing out just a tiny bit. But if anything, it's coming across to sweetness going to, which I believe, the chocolate. So it's making the chocolate sweeter. Like, there's not enough to say I'm pure vanilla. It's almost amplifying the chocolate in here. Yeah, it smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. Ooh. It's almost like that pepper could be that 12% kind of heat in the back of the palate. Almost like a charred wood, charred coffee bean, like over roasted coffee bean, like a little too much. Yeah, it's like that charred ashy is just a little too much. I don't know if it says, well, I guess we can read it. It's almost a year in bourbon barrels, then blended with two parts finished roasted organic coffee. Rich chocolate, yeah, melts smoothly. Fine Mexican coffee liqueur. What is that? I want that. Yeah, reminiscent of a fine Mexican coffee liqueur. For anybody watching this, if you know what coffee liqueur that is, let me know. I want to taste that. I love coffee. The darker, bitter, the better. But, yeah, I would want to taste that. I don't know about that. I think that ashy charred is a little too much. Especially if you're saying what's on the back of there. It's got that pepper, almost like a bell pepper coffee. Like fresh ground. It works. It's just a little too much on that char. It's all, because I think it's coming across bitter, like ashy bitter in there. Then it mixes with that like light chocolate syrup and it kind of kills it. In my opinion. 4.25 out of 5. I really don't get vanilla. I think that charred just takes over too much of that vanilla. Or I'm just fixated now on that charred where I'm not getting the vanilla. But as with the smell, maybe it's amplifying that chocolate in there. But still, I would order this at Griffin Claw. I would pick up another 4-pack, variety pack of this. So 4.25 out of 5. I don't know because they've been so long in between, but I think I've scored all of them 4.25 except for the original, maybe? I don't remember. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. Three of my friends have checked it in, 4.23, 266 people have checked it in, 4.18. What? So Greg said, I can fully understand and appreciate the amount of coffee in this brew. I agree with Jason. I don't know. Would like to pick up more of that vanilla. Okay, there you go. I don't get vanilla either. So, something. I don't know who Jason is. So style guidelines, coffee strong, vanilla, chocolate, bitter is what that's saying. So no jinx gave it a 4.25. Notes of huge coffee, chocolate, vanilla. I wouldn't say huge notes of vanilla. Nice warming bourbon. Yeah, it's just me. Well, and Greg. Something's going on there. It needs more vanilla. It's almost like maybe they use too much coffee beans, or I don't know if it's cold brewed. The head's gone, but it was barrel aged. So, because usually if you use whole coffee beans, you're going to have to get some of the oils out of it. So that way it doesn't kill the head, but the head's gone. So I don't know what they used. Not too overpowering on the coffee. Yeah, I agree. Four point three. Didn't I say Greg at the beginning? What? November of 23, November 4th. So he had it at Griffin Claw and gave it a 4.3, but then had it in the can and gave it a 4.1. I mean, I think it's different if it's on tapped, if it's in a bottle, if it's in a can. So I can see that. But yeah, that's kind of weird. You change the score. But yeah, if you can find this, definitely one to pick up and try. Definitely worth it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, happy brewing.